P-minus 60. Graveson Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. I didn't expect him to do that, John Cole said through gritted teeth, doing all he could to maintain an air of calm as President Slater quite understandably reacted with disbelieving rage to the damaging shit show that had just unfolded at the opposite end of the Gravison's lockdown zone. They had watched the events on TV, thanks only to Slater's insistence that having the curtains of her suite's large window open to watch firsthand would have introduced a slight but unpalatable risk of surveillance. It was bad enough that this had happened, and that the inevitable investigations would push Cole's scheming to the limit. You didn't expect who to do what? Slater asked. The time for plausible deniability and leaving some things in Cole's mind alone had clearly and decisively passed, she realized, and it struck her as a woeful error of judgment to have ever trusted him with anything. Something Cole had said the previous night rattled through her mind like a comment echoing in that of a cartoon character belatedly recognizing a warning sign. When Cole had spoken of Jack Neal, the truly amoral and shameless political advisor who had worked with each of them prior to his incarceration for a litany of crimes, he had gleefully made the point that while Slater had always put the brakes on Jack's crazier ideas during their working relationship, the shoe had always been on the other foot in London. There, when Jack shuffled to Cole's side at a time when no one closer to home wanted to be associated with his tarnished name, it was Jack who had been forced to filter out the Prime Minister's wilder schemes. Their time together came to an end after each momentarily suspected the other of playing a part in the Fiori-Frontieri bombing, which almost killed both Timo Fiori and Emma Ford, with both realizing that they could no longer work with someone they considered capable of such a thing. The intervening years had seen Jack engage in everything from a kidnap plot against Tara Ford, right up to a bid to control a reckless squadron force from New Kerguelen when they arrived over Earth's skies threatening destruction. Cole, meanwhile, had today graduated from someone who considered issuing orders to kill to someone who had actually done it. Valerie Slater, who first brought Jack into politics and knew that Cole wouldn't have become quite the psychopath he was without the former PR guru's no-holds-barred approach having rubbed off on him, felt responsible for what had just happened in this sense, as well as the more obvious sense of having sat at Cole's side while he authorized the use of carefully targeted lethal force should Massoud have risked exposing anything unpalatable. The shooter had acted far too soon, as far as Slater was concerned, particularly considering that whatever was on the computer inside his briefcase was going to come out in due course. Do you mean you didn't expect Massoud to try to open the briefcase in public? She asked. Or that you didn't expect your man to shoot so soon? Massoud had it coming, Cole grunted. If you fly with the crows, you get shot with the crows, Valerie. He's been neck deep with Godfrey and the McCarthys for weeks. I expected nothing more or less of him, which is why I gave the authorization. The order was executed at a reasonable time, too, so I don't begrudge our shooter. Your shooter, Slater said, keen to make what was far more than a pedantic distinction in her mind. I don't begrudge my shooter, Cole shrugged, correcting himself without further comment. I do begrudge that other idiot for making such a show of things. The desire to find a way out before he was interrogated makes sense, because we had a threat hanging over his family if he ever let things slip. I can respect the commitment to some degree, but there were neater ways. He had a firearm of his own, for one thing. He could have fired at one of the police and invited a deadly response. There still would have been questions, obviously, but at least it wouldn't have been so bloody obvious that he was in cahoots with the shooter. That final bullet was bad news, I can sense it. Oh, that's the bad news you can sense? Slater echoed incredulously. Not that every law enforcement officer in Argentina is going to be on this like flies on shit? Not that we're sitting here while it happened? That you spoke to the shooter on your phone minutes before this all went down? I have more than one phone, Cole said with a dismissive roll of his eyes. And our shooter's burner phone, sorry, my shooter's burner phone, will be taken care of when he is... Cole extended an arm and shook his sleeve aside to performatively look at his watch. Which has probably already happened, and don't worry, the cleanup is being conducted by my own men, like so much of last night's hoaxed threat. Slater shook her head, struggling now to even look at Cole. You really don't know how deep you just got yourself into the shit, do you? There's no shit, Valerie, the brash Englishman replied. But whatever I'm in, you're by my side. We're both in this now. For the first time she could remember, Slater was truly lost for words. But stick with me, Cole continued, and I'll take the fall if it blows up on us. It won't, because I only had two men on the inside and one of those just dealt with the other. The shooter will be taken care of any second, if he hasn't been already, and that will look like a suicide. Stories are in place to explain why both men acted like they did. Fabricated links to the geosovs of old, that kind of thing. My line is that they brought Masood's images to me when they found them, because I was the only one they thought they could count on to get the truth out before Godfrey comes back and clamps down on everything once again with that iron fist of his. Your line, should you need it, is that I didn't tell you where I came upon the images. Slater knew better than to believe a word of Cole's promise to take the fall, which truly would have been worth less than the paper it was written on if he had committed it to text. Spoken out loud, it went in one of her ears and straight out the other. We'll distract from this mess in a few hours, Cole said. I'll pull back on what we were going to do with the rioters at Dort Lutepe, and I've been planning to aim a few testing bobs at China anyway. You know, to smoke out our old friend Ding and see where his loyalties lie. If Godfrey is around, Ding might know. That's the whole damn point of all this. He's been cutting us out for weeks and bringing Ding in on everything. But if something happened and Godfrey really is gone for good, on the other hand, Ding is the only possible thorn in our collective side. One of us is taking over, Valerie. But for any of this to be worth our time, the us can't include Ding. How in the hell Cole could be thinking about Ding right now was beyond Slater, and despite her better instincts, she couldn't help but see his ability to keep moving forward, even if that moving amounted to stumbling headfirst into machine gun fire of his own making, as somewhat admirable. Cole was unflappable, if nothing else, and really did seem to have something of the Jack Neal about him. The other hidden benefit of this is that it will flush Godfrey and McCarthy out too, Cole said, adding this as an afterthought. If they're around, there's no chance they don't come out of the woodwork to comment on this. They were probably already formulating a defense for their disgraceful cover-up of Dort Lutepe, but this will ramp up the urgency to 11. In an uncertain moment full of tumult and regret, thinking of how shaken Godfrey must have been by the events of the past hour or so gave Slater a rare moment to feel positive. Cole was right. If the ICA chairman was around, he was bound to be flushed out by this. What's the thing you're doing with Ding? She asked. I'm not doing anything with Ding, Cole corrected. We can do something to him. Bait him, if you're interested. If you don't want to say anything, I'll have to mention US interests, almost as I'm speaking for them, so that can make you look fairly impotent. As you can see, I'm trying to protect your image here at a time when Godfrey's repeated decisions to cut you out have weakened it to a dangerous extent. If Cole hadn't spelled his supposedly altruistic motives out so explicitly, Slater mightn't have been so cynical. Nevertheless, he was right. That was the whole point. He knew he was right, and he knew she knew it. This made it difficult for her to step aside and let him do whatever he was going to do without at least inquiring, even though doing so would explicitly implicate her in that, too. I'm going to wait a little while for that, though, Cole said. The smart move is probably to let the news cycle digest this first. We'll have to give statements and work out a story to stick to, so we'll leave Ding for now. Besides, what I want to say will change greatly if Godfrey does reemerge, so we'll let the dust settle for a while. That's how wars are won, Valerie. You don't throw a grenade and run in to plant your flag before you know who's still standing and who's popped up to survey the landscape. Patience wins the day. The TV screen on the wall of Slater's suite, ironically showing a scene she could have seen firsthand if she'd been willing to open the curtains on the adjacent window, did not reflect the actions of a patient man. Nevertheless, Cole's comments about the need to give statements and get to grips with a plausibly consistent story were bang on the money, and so was his instinct to wait and see whether Godfrey surfaced. After what he had just done, Valerie Slater certainly wouldn't have gone so far as to say she was glad to have John Cole at her side, but as she faced what were sure to be the choppiest currents of her political life, careening her down a rapid of Cole's making, Slater considered that in the present moment, it was better to have him there than not. They were up Shit Creek for sure, she considered, but two paddles were better than one. For now, at least, and even when one was in the reckless hand of John Cole himself, two paddles were better than one.